Now, here is a young girl talking to her mother. Oh, Mummy, you don't understand. I've been thinking an awful lot about you and Daddy lately, now that you're both so old. Well, you're 40. Well, 39 then. Anyway, you're quite old and you don't understand about life anymore. You see, Mummy, you married Daddy when you were frightfully young and you've been perfectly happy ever since. So no wonder you don't understand, because you've never suffered. I think it's rather pathetic. Well, you think people ought to have regular meals and wear vests, and you don't understand the least bit about modern art. You and Daddy both think that if a person's going to do a thing, they've got to learn how to do it and to work hard. Well, that's a frightful thing to say. You see, you don't understand. It's miles easier to work than not to work. Eric Whistler says that it's absolutely wrong for a creative artist to work. He says a creative artist has got to wait until the art is ready to come through, and he's got to learn to starve for it if necessary. No, he's the one who finished up the cheese on Sunday night. I suppose you think it's quite easy to paint a picture entirely solid blue. Well, it's not. It takes ages and ages of concentration and discipline, and it took Eric 3 whole days before he even touched the canvas, and absolutely everyone thinks it's the most wonderful picture they ever saw in their whole lives. Well, absolutely everyone. Well, Esmond and Peggy and me, everyone. Poor Eric, he has such a tragic life. Well, he has to live at home with his family. And do you know he's not allowed to play the wireless or the gramophone after 10 o'clock at night? Oh, you see, Mummy, you don't understand. You and Daddy think it's funny if I have the wireless and the gramophone on all day, but, Mummy, look, absolutely everybody up at Oxford and Cambridge do all their most advanced science and maths and all that sort of thing with the wireless and the gramophone full on the whole time. Well, because everybody knows it's the only way to think clearly. And another thing, you think it's funny if I lie on this sofa and telephone to somebody for an hour. But, Mummy, it's normal. I don't know how to say this without, you know, sort of kind of hurting your feelings, but, well, you know, last weekend at Uncle Jim's, well, you know the way we all played tennis. Well, I don't think that you and Daddy ought to have beaten people so much younger than yourselves. Well, George Dill and Eleanor Pasby are supposed to be frightfully good, and you kept sending them balls they couldn't take, and they didn't like it. And anyway, lobbing's frightfully old-fashioned. And another thing, I don't think that you and Daddy ought to dance together, you know, so sort of, well, gaily, like you did at the Wilsons. Well, everyone was staring at you, and you looked as if you were enjoying it. Look, Mum, don't feel you've got to keep up with us or anything. I mean, you know, you've had a long life, and you must be tired. Are you going out tonight? No, nothing special. No, I only asked. Well, are you going to wear your little red jacket? Well, I thought, you know, if you didn't happen to want it, perhaps I could. Mummy, you're laughing at me.